Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Lamar.
Lord, give us enough caffeine to change the things we can and handfuls of sedatives to understand the mind of a liberal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "When I die, I won't be able to leave a lot of money behind. I won't be able to leave a lot of luxurious and fine things behind. But I want to leave a committed life behind." What kind of committed life will you leave behind? Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Hi there. Welcome. You are listening to The Kate Daly Show, and I'm so happy you are on a Monday. Friday, we were off. We had some technical difficulties, and so I apologize that we weren't on the air. But today, Jim Lee will join me in the next hour from weathermodificationhistory.com. And in this hour, we have Dr. Duke Pesta, who I'm always so happy to talk with because I just love Dr. Duke Pesta. Nobody can say it like Dr. Duke Pesta. And also, if you haven't caught the Dr. Duke Show, you really ought to. It's an amazing show. It's on right after this show ends. You can go to my Facebook page, the Facebook page, The Kate Daly Show, and you can actually see his show right there. It plays on my Facebook page on Facebook. But I absolutely love Dr. Duke Pesta, one of the most conservative professors in the United States and one of the only conservative professors in the United States. How are you? How are you doing?
Doing okay.
I know.
It's just the world we live in. You and I are both talking before the show here about, yeah. If the country's going down in flames, can we at least let it go down in flames for what it's actually done?
Please.
I mean, I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe. The lie upon lies upon lies. Mm-hmm. The complete coordination, right? I mean, some Democrat politician makes a completely bald-faced lying statement. The media runs to back it up, right?
Right.
Then you get academics now chastising anyone who disagrees. And this is how this stuff gets done. I mean, we start with this one.
Okay.
America is demonstrably not a racist country, number one. Number two, there is no real systemic racism in this country.
Right.
And number three, there's so little actual racism in this country that left-wing idiots had to invent microaggressions and then pretend that they were serious. In Harvard University today, there's a story where thousands, over the last 5 years, thousands of silly complaints have been lodged to the bias response team, right? My roommate borrowed my soy milk without asking me. My boyfriend clips his fingernails and doesn't clean him up.
He's thousands got my man bun rubber band.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so now activists at Harvard are taking those reported microaggressions and actually calling them hate crimes to make Harvard seem worse than it is, so Harvard will commit more money to race counseling and more money for diversity. This is how this stuff gets done. It's unbelievable. It's all just lies.
Yep. Good grief. And so we have the rioting and the looting going on and the stealing of TVs, walking out with TVs, all of this kind of thing going on in Minneapolis. And we're supposed to then again feed into, you know, the cops are bad and we have a racist country. Okay. First of all, the gun violence, which they call in America, is so low that it can't even register as a 1%, not even in the ballpark. It's not even close enough to register as anything at 0.00. Also, if an officer mistakes a gun for a taser, okay, that is a situation between them and that family. If he killed their son, they will sue him. Why the rioting and looting? We've had agent provocateurs to drum up heavy amounts of what we think is activism at these types of events with looting since the 60s. They've been doing this since the 60s because they know if they send a few people in, other people will follow. And I sure hope we remember that, because you think to yourself, why do some events get this kind of reaction but others don't? Especially maybe when somebody is white is killed, you don't get a reaction. When somebody is black is killed, you get this reaction. And so just kind of keep in mind the manipulating that goes on, because all they have to do is send in a few people and others will follow quickly.
Well, if I want other people's stuff, mm-hmm. I'm moving to Minneapolis. I mean, the city has already demonstrated, and the state has already demonstrated that once you pile off into the street, even in the middle of a global pandemic, and start looting and committing arson in the name of Black Lives Matter or Antifa, they're mm-hmm. not going to do anything to you. Right. They could have 15, 20 hours of video of you mm-hmm. walking into the local burned down CVS and stealing drugs, and they're still not going to even interrogate you.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I mean, if I were somebody who wanted things without having to pay for them, if I were somebody who wanted carte blanche to just sort of loot my neighborhood, mm-hmm. I would be paying some poor guy to get shot by the cops. Hey, buddy, you got stage 4 cancer, right?
Right.
You're African American.
Right.
You only got a couple weeks left. I'll pay you 5,000 G's right now. Mm-hmm. Just go get yourself shot.
Right.
Your family will be taken care of forever. The rest of us will be able to loot and riot. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, this is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen. But when you look at the response at every level of Minnesota government, why mm-hmm. wouldn't you turn it into a riot? And now, how's this for shameless? The rioters have told the media, under no circumstances are you allowed to call this riot a riot. Use a different word. So they're rioting, taking full advantage of this, right?
But The Capitol was a
exactly.
riot. And domestic terrorism was involved, right? But not this?
That's right. Right. Jeez. In fact, this is much worse. And so, and I also have to point out too, so apparently the female police officer mistook her taser for her gun and shot the kid. And what she meant to do was disable him temporarily, and apparently she killed him. And you're exactly right. I mean, that's malfeasance. That's stupid. That's unacceptable. She should be fired, and she probably will be prosecuted. The state, more money that Minnesota is going to cough up to the family. That's all fine.
Yep.
But let's not forget that the kid was running away. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that when you look at, and I'm not saying because you run away you deserve to be shot. What I want to point out is what nobody wants to talk about. Every high profile case like this that we see, it's kids involved or people or young people involved in actual criminal behavior.
Yep.
George Floyd, we now know, was not just sitting there minding his own business. Jacob Blake in Kenosha was not just an innocent guy. Brown down in Missouri. These guys were up to serious bad news.
Right.
And again, being a drug addict, being out of control, potentially kidnapping your kids, fleeing on a possible stolen car charge, these are not things that should require you to die. I'm not saying that.
What you're saying is context. This is proper context to look at the whole situation, which the media will totally ignore context.
Right. I mean, it's not just context. Let's look at patterns. How many people were killed again in Chicago? How much 20, 30 people died this weekend in Chicago, black on black violence? It's been like that for 5 years now.
Right.
10, 30, 40, 60, 50 dying in Chicago. And almost all of it black on black crime. Not a single protest, not a single angry Antifa, not a single Black Lives Matter agitator down there. That's to be accepted. That's part of our culture. Don't you dare. It's your own fault for having a Second Amendment America. But in places like Minneapolis like this, we have one incident like this, and the protests go out of hand really quick. It's all concerted. It's all planned out. People waiting, agitators waiting. And why? Why do you think it goes on in Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle, Washington? Because they know that those are places where the authorities aren't going to do anything to you.
Exactly. And they've already laid the case out for that. So they know it's almost like they're invited and they're given room like they were in Maryland. Oh, please, you can destroy this coordinate to this coordinate. You just go right ahead. But if it's at the Capitol, they have to blame conservatives, even though they didn't even bring in a weapon. They have to say that this was a riot and dangerous. And now they've got to put barbed wire around the Capitol for that. And so it's interesting the way they make the case. And this is I think, foment the race war and foment so much more on the war on cops going on too. Absolutely.
Well, what we really got here is an incidence of black privilege. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Black privilege means that if one of your community is shot engaging in a crime, whether they deserve it or not, that gives you carte blanche to take other people's stuff. That's black privilege. When white people are killed, I don't have mm-hmm. the right to walk into my local Walmart and steal stuff. If I do that, I will get arrested. How about these two kids? Mm-hmm. These two young African-American girls, 13 and 15, something like that, who hijacked this Arab fella's car, his Uber, mm-hmm. and killed him.
Yeah.
And they have been charged with crimes that mean they will not spend one day in jail after their 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. And once they get to turn 21, the entire thing will be buried.
Yeah. Right.
So in other words, and it already looks like the plea deal, they won't spend a single day for what they did in prison. Let me ask you, if you had a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old white guy, two boys, mm-hmm. who hijacked a black person's Uber and murdered them, do you really think those boys would have gotten away with no jail time?
Yep, exactly.
No way.
Let's
talk about privilege, if you want to talk about privilege. And so all these rioters in the street, how about Patrice Cullors, right?
I was just going to mention her and her little $1.4 million home.
Yep, she's got four homes. She's looking mm-hmm. to buy another one in the Bahamas, and that's fine. I'm a capitalist. Yeah. But if you made your money talking about how hard it was for black people to break even,
oppression,
and for all your rhetoric about how evil white people are, you're currently living in a white bread neighborhood where you're the only black person, something's wrong with that narrative.
Yes, and you have enough money to buy four luxury homes, then there is a problem.
You're looking for a fifth right now in the Bahamas.
Exactly, looking for a fifth. And you know, her backstory, she was raised in a very elite family. And so it's kind of interesting that she can speak to us on oppression. But she knew that this was a money machine, and she knew she could break out the dollars by being one of the leaders, founders of Black Lives Matters. And so, it's a money machine.
There's another woman by the name of Allison Collins. She's on the San Francisco school board. Mm-hmm. It's an all-female school board, right? And mm-hmm. mostly black. And so she, a couple of years ago, tweeted all these nasty things about Asians, in which she actually called Asians house blankers, right? Blankers. It's the N-word.
Wow.
She argued that Asians get ahead. The reason Asians do so well in this country is that they adopt the white supremacist views of white people, and they're able to coast. So, so all hell broke loose. About, 60% of students in San Francisco are Asian. They tried to fire this woman. And the best they could do was demote him. You and I both know black privilege. If I, the white guy, had said that about Asians, I'd be done. But they didn't fire her because she's a black woman. They just demoted her. And we found out just last week that Allison Collins has sued the city of San Francisco for $87 million.
What?
Because they took away her free speech. Her ability to call Asians house blanks is free speech. How's this for too rich, right?
Yeah.
Here's a woman that would cancel you and me in a moment for saying something politically incorrect.
Yep.
Now that she said racist things about Asians and she's paying a minor price for it, now she's whining. All of a sudden, Kate, the Constitution looks like a pretty good thing. All of a sudden, if you're Allison Collins and black.
Yeah, let's dust off the cobwebs.
It's all right. Yeah.
We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta on the Kate Daly Show. Don't miss a minute of it. KateDalyRadio.com. And we'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. Live, 888-673-1450. Be right back.